Hey, Dallas, thanks for staying with me. They told me I had 4 seconds, but they put me on right away. I want to thank you so very much for staying with us. Who do I have in the studio with me today?
Teresa Taylor. I'm partner with Acrivis Law Group in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much, Teresa Taylor, for joining us. Tell me, what do you know that we need to know that will make our lives better?
Well, listeners in Dallas who think that they've been affected by the Anthem breach, and anyone across the country actually, should first and foremost look at the Anthem website and take advantage of the free credit monitoring services that they have offered. Now, just signing up for credit monitoring services, usually it's only about 90 days. I would suggest extending that for at least a year or two, and be diligent to always watch what's happening with your credit report and with your health file. You can request your health file and look at all of the information in there. You can look to see if there are any addresses that are unusual, places you know you've not been, services that you know you've not retained, any kind of employers that you know you did not work for. Monitor that information. Get a credit report as well. Look at it. Watch your bank accounts. Look at even the small purchases. It's a lot of work for us as consumers, but this is necessary to make sure that we're protecting ourselves as well.
You say the Anthem breach, but what we need to also tell people that Anthem, from what I understand, owns Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Is that correct?
Yes, it
and
is.
And I think that really hits home to people, because when you were saying Anthem, I talked to quite a few people, and you know how we are. If my name is on it, not on it, I don't care. But when you bring it down to the level of, I say, well, I think they own Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Someone say, oh, no. I say, I think so. And then that becomes real to us.
Right, exactly. Yes, yeah, so if you're not sure if you're someone who may have been affected by the Anthem breach, you want to call your provider, look at the Anthem site, and or call your doctor's office even. They should be able to help you with that. And even if you're not a victim here of this potential breach, it's always a good thing to check our file, you know, our information and our credit reports, and to watch what's happening. If someone calls us on the phone and says, for instance, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so from such-and-such university. Can I get your address to update our alumni records? You know, be mindful of who you're talking to. You know, call, say, sure, I'll call you right back in just a few minutes. You know, look up the number, make sure it's valid. Unfortunately, it doesn't take a lot to steal our identity today or to even figure out a password. You know, with a name and an address, bad people looking to steal our identity and sell our information can do a lot just with those two pieces of information.
Teresa, tell us what you do every day that you know so much about this.
Well, we're regulatory attorneys, and so what we do is we assist corporations with compliance of federal regulations, and we do defend them when necessary. And so, you know, the big thing here that we see all the time is that, you know, there's this mad dash to keep up with technology. But, you know, that's just not possible all the time. It's not enough anymore to have just a good security company that you hire, or to have insurance to cover a data breach, or to have a firewall. We need to go the extra mile. And what we're really talking about as business owners is managing our people. We need to watch what's happening on the inside as closely as we're watching possible external threats coming from the outside. More than 50% of the time, and that's a very conservative figure, there is an inside element at play when a breach happens. Very rarely is it just the external hacker that gets into the system without some kind of assistance somewhere from somebody on the inside. Whether it's been reckless negligence, you know, they've been careless with their passwords. You know, the most used password, unfortunately, is still password. With Sony, they found a document in the corporate documents that was titled Usernames and Passwords. You know, things like this. You need to be mindful of what's happening on the inside. Sometimes it's a disgruntled employee who's angry and sells the information or puts it out there, you know, for someone to use. oftentimes it's someone that has access to network information, you know, and maybe they're targeted and you know, tricked into giving over that information. In Target, you had an HVAC company who had access to Target systems, their network systems. And it was with those credentials that Target was first hacked into. Now, with Anthem, I believe, from what I read, and we'll have to wait to see what the investigation reveals and what comes out, but, you know, there was a senior system administrator whose password and you know, access information were used to initially hack in.
That's pretty scary. What can businesses do to protect themselves and protect themselves from outside, but also, obviously, inside?
Right. Well, it's of course, a matter of being very diligent with what's going on inside your company, but also you're required by the new laws under HIPAA. It's called high tech. There are new privacy rules, and, you know, you're supposed to be doing risk assessments, training on a regular basis. It's up to you as a business owner and a board to be mindful of what the security rule is. It's not enough to just train to check the box and say we've done it, we have a protocol, and you know, you need to follow up. You need to have disciplinary measures intact, and you need to actually enforce those against employees that don't comply with your internal protocols. You need to do gap analyses, which is where you look at your risks and you see where the gaps are. How can we close those gaps? You know, you need to monitor internally what your employees are doing, how they're sharing this information. You know, are they really updating their passwords, and what kind of information are they using for the passwords? Are they following your rules? You need to have a good compliance program. That's a must. A lot of companies don't want to spend money on compliance, but you know what? It's always cheaper. Compliance is always cheaper than the end result of a breach or a violation of the federal statutes. And, you know, every state has its own privacy laws as well, which oftentimes are more protective than the federal laws out there. So, you know, with the new laws that went into effect September 2013, high tech has some pretty steep fines here. Employees themselves should be aware, hey, wake up. You need to pay attention to what your employers are saying to you, because you personally, aside from the company, can be liable as well based on your level of knowledge and willful neglect and legal terms that we have like that, reasonable cause, things like that, should you have known. And those violations vary from $100 to $25,000 per violation. So if you're not paying attention, and because of your neglect or recklessness, you know, your information is used and somebody's personal health information is accessed multiple times during one day, that's per violation. Maximum violation, $25,000 per violation. For companies, it's $50,000 up to $1.5 million. That's a lot. We need, you know, for small to mid-sized businesses, many of them have been hit too. And the news we hear about the giants, in the last 18 months we've had Sony, Anthem now, just last week, Home Depot, Target, JP Morgan. You know, we had Google not long ago, which was huge as well. You know, but there are a lot of small to mid-sized businesses, and a couple $100,000 fine, even a $50,000 fine sometimes can be a lot of money for these small companies and employees. You know, something as simple as not deleting information properly off your photocopier when the lease expires, or giving away office equipment that you think is old and there's still personal health information on there. You know, if you go on the Health and Human Services website, there's what we call the Wall of Shame. There are over 1,100 companies there that have been fined for violations. Sometimes something as simple as an unencrypted thumb drive that was stolen out of a car. So this is no joke. And also, not only are employees as well as the employers responsible and liable now for these violations, but you also have what's new is called business associates, which are contractors, third-party contractors and subcontractors of the healthcare entities. That means law offices. Law offices are really vulnerable. A lot of people don't realize they are vulnerable to attack. You know, accountants, You know, we have like the HVAC services, looking at Target, everything from the firewall companies and the software monitoring companies themselves, who are liable in addition for breaches, and they must follow the notification procedures as well.
Today, my guest is Teresa Taylor. She's an attorney in the security breach area, identity theft, and she's a HIPAA expert. You have given us so much. I want to just ask you one more question. This is the electronic age we're living in. What are we as, and you've given us, you've told us this, but as now we're the little people at home with computers and tablets, what do we need to do? Is there like some laws for us too?
Right. Well, you know, the way our technology is today, oftentimes your cell phone is more secure than your desktop or your laptop at home. If there's some kind of information you're really concerned about, use your iPhone, instead of your desktop. For our desktops and our laptops, you know, not only keeping up with security programs, but there are programs now where you can encrypt your emails that contain your personal information. A lot of people use, you know, their local accountant, for instance. When tax time comes around, you send that information to your accountant or your attorney. Make sure you're encrypting your email. It's not that difficult now. Doing everything we can is important. Being really mindful of who has your information. Like I said, when people call on the phone, don't just, you double check who it is. Say you'll call them back. Look at the number on the back of your credit card and verify. You know, look at your Verizon bill and see, is that really the number that you just saw come into your house? Call them up. Tell them you just received a phone call. Look at your bank accounts and pay attention to the small charges. You know, we need to really wake up and be our own best friend when it comes to monitoring this kind of stuff.
We're playing defense here. You've really given us so much to think about, and I'm serious. This is really serious. This is really serious, and you see it every day, obviously.
Yes, I do. And, just from the legal liability standpoint, the Justice Department has been training their prosecutors for the last 5 years, roughly, to step up prosecutions of compliance violations. And that's across the board. It's not just potentially HIPAA high tech, but lots of other regulations. And the reason is because these are hefty fines. There's a lot of money to bring in there, and, you know, they make for good press releases. As a business owner and employee, we really need to be mindful of that. That is the reality here that we're looking at. And with HIPAA high tech, what's interesting about that is that even though it's a federal statute, this statute provides for the Justice Department to delegate down to state prosecutors the authority to prosecute these violations. And to me, being an attorney, that's not something that I would want, because this is a complex regulation. And I would not want a state prosecutor prosecuting me under a federal statute that's highly complex. That opens the door to liability. So state prosecutors are going to be interested in this too. And I think that, you know, even though there's no private right of action to sue, which means as a victim, you know, for instance, the customers of Anthem who have had their information accessed, they can't civilly sue Anthem for that data breach, but the prosecutors can go after Anthem for that and on behalf of the citizens. And that's a lot to think about as a business owner and an employee or a third-party contractor doing any kind of work for any healthcare entity.
So it's put us all on notice, really, as the consumer and as the dispenser of services.
Yes, we really need to be mindful. If you think you've been a victim of, identity theft, you need to reach out to the FBI and you need to reach out to the Federal Trade Commission. If you think you're a part of, a potential scam and trying to get your information or use it, on Health and Human Services website, they have guidance. Now, it's very simple. It doesn't give you an in-depth look at the regulations, and I don't suggest that any layperson try to be an expert on the regulations just by reading the law, although sometimes that is helpful. But they have guidance on the website on how to do risk assessment. basic risk assessment on the security rule, the high-tech security rule, look at it, and look at some of the interesting finds. They put out press releases all the time for small to mid-sized companies that they have fined and who negotiated various different settlements. Look at the facts behind those cases. You know, for instance, there was one case where two employees thought that they were doing a great thing. They were really concerned about a patient and the medical care that that patient was receiving. They didn't think it was good enough, so they thought they would go to the media and speak out. Well, the company, the real fine from Health and Human Services was derived from the fact that the company did not effectively discipline those employees for sharing that information about that patient with the media. So the company was fined a couple $100,000. You know, you've got to have measures in place. You've got to follow through, or else your employees are not going to pay attention. And for us as individuals out there, you know, better to be forward-thinking and proactive, even if it's a hassle to pull our credit report, even if it costs a little bit of extra money to extend that credit monitoring, you know, service. Better to be proactive with this than, you know, to try and deal with an identity theft after the fact.
Teresa Taylor, you've been a wealth of information today. My guest, Teresa Taylor, is an attorney in security breach, identity theft, and HIPAA expert. Teresa, I thank you so very much for your information, and thank you for giving us resources to find out more on our own to be proactive.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.